I was thinking that on, after I talked with Dole and Mitchell, that probably we ought to start our one-man responsibility thing here. Take my gun down the borders. We got Finch, flubbing around. Mitchell, started talking about it. Dole, right? Nobody's really doing anything. Nobody's really responsible. We sort of need to, the bargain operation. Don't you think maybe that this is something that somebody should take and get quite excited about and do the job?
Yeah. I really do.
I really think it. I think it's a tremendous possibility. I mean, we got young people, that want to do things. We got junior chamber guys that would love to go. We got women that want to work. What the Christ are they doing? I mean, you know what I mean? What more could they do that is more important than this? I really feel that, I think that really gets down though, Bob, to the whole business of responsibility. But I don't think really got it now. What do you think?
I think that's right.
National Committee flops around, everybody else talks about it, and Bob never will. Bob, she never will. Really. He never gets down to this. We'll talk about it.
I think you
ought to consider it. That this is I'd kind of like to get some of that where we get a young goer, put him in charge, like we're putting Krogh in charge of drugs. Well, I couldn't feel better about drugs, because I know Krogh is a tough son of a bitch. He believes as I believe, he can do what I want, right?
And he will.
He won't give up, and he'll needle everybody, and we're going to do something. And Bob, that's what we need in every field. I think that's, that's what that crazy Perot says, but he's right.
Yep. That's a very good point. Where we don't get things done, it's where we don't have that.
Right.
Any doubt about it.
On another subject, one thing that was really rather pleasing about this thing tonight, I never saw a more appreciative group. These people have come from all over the country, and a lot of them have been defeated, this and that. And my God, they were just Democrats and Republicans, so appreciative and so forth, and also the members of Congress. I think maybe we ought to build a little more, because,
I'm sure that meant an awful lot to them. It's kind of like your Whittier class.
Yeah. And another thing, I think we might do a little bit of that with the members of Congress on a social basis. Just bring them down for a cocktail. Come down, shoot. We'll find a reason. Get the personal touch to it.
Yeah.
Personal loyalty that you never get out of that sort of impersonal business of bringing them down to the cabin and greeting them. They were really great. These people were so moved by it. I was surprised. We forget the power of the White House.
We tend to. We sure, we've got to play it and play it with people that it does mean something to, and that kind of group it really would.
Rather than having John Gardner for the 18th time, have people like this. And have others, that's one of the reasons this police chief was good.
Right.
They'd never been in the cabin room before.
Right. But they feel for them.
And they thought it was marvelous. They said, no president ever did this before. And they're right.
That's what we ought to do, is more and more of that kind of thing, less and less of the people that
have always been there, like the Advertising Council.
Yeah.
The Council on Foreign Relations. The usual groups that come to town that expect always to see me, the Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, I'll see them. Doesn't mean a goddamn thing to them, Bob. Not a thing. Really. They've been there. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
I thought Dole seemed to be a little concerned about the toll business and so forth. We've got to keep his dauber up,
I don't think he's always concerned about the POW thing.
I know.
He has about four
that I understand.
He deals with all the time. And
that I understand, but I meant on the polls, the trial heats, and the rest. But shouldn't worry about such things. I mean, trial heats showing us even is okay today. Don't you agree?
Sure.
Considering
as I mentioned, I just got the Harris. I just glanced at it when it came in to me, but it did.
What is it, Sheriff?
Sure? It shows 32 behind Muskie, which is up substantially in Harris. There's a steady rise.
About 8 points.
In Harris.
What does it show in the others?
I'm not sure.
But he plays the fact that it's up.
Yes, it's Nixon rise continues in trial. That's ballot,
whatever
you call it.
Right.
So it's
Gallup, of course, our own poll doesn't reflect any rise. It reflects about where we're. Of course, we people happier.
Yeah.
That's what very important.
Especially if it's,
you know, as Churchill used to say, good God, if you start doing that, you're going to lose the war.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do it. I've got to stand damn firm for the next 2 months. They'll probably tend to run to the hills.
Yeah.
Well, they won't really. I think there's a feeling that we're sort of on an upturn now. What do you think?
Bob Dole certainly expressed that. All our people have felt that.
Do they feel that way?
Oh, very much so. And they've taken the apparent decline type stuff very, very much in stride and felt that, you know, it was a matter of...
And that now's the time to have
it. ...something out, moving beyond it.
Basically, they're going to... This is the time to go, you know, to let it decline, let the mortgage in the race, you know.
Sure. Move on to everything. If you have to be down, this is sure the time to be there. And you're not down.
No one approval. It's, even in Gallup, still 50, isn't it?
Yep.
Isn't too bad, is it? It's good. It's good. But the real drag is the war. We've got to face it. That's it.
I don't know if any should be.
Well, I feel it.
Now you read it through everything in full.
The other thing that was interesting.
But that's good. That shows there's other latent strength that's holding up, and if you eliminate that one negative, the latent strength in the other area should
pop up. One thing that is very interesting about this group tonight, two things I mentioned to briefly. The both Democrats and Republicans spoke very, very favorably of the press. You know, of course, these are pros; they'd seen it. But boy, this is the right tone and all that sort of thing. Right, not to be too rough. Just to hit my head.
That's it.
The other point is that Charlie Kirsten. Do Q&A and say, be very interesting to you. It's just too young. I don't know how we can work it out, but the panel of young people keeping that sort of idea.
Probably we could work it out. We'd have to do a lot of screening to get something intelligent enough to. Of course, you don't have to be too bright to match the white and the dark.
Yeah.
Problem with a Q&A with a panel of that kind is that.
They say it's a fix.
Well, or either they say it's a fix on the one side, or the, and also you get the kids on it tend to try and get real gussied up questions, grandstand themselves.
I think we might do is to sometime go to some young group and just say, all right, questions, kids, and let them pop up and stand up. At Rochester, I'm considering the possibility of just making an immediate Q&A, which might be a different way to handle that. That's right, and let the cameras be in and all that.
We're not the region media.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That'd be kind of interesting.
How are they going to handle this unemployment thing? I don't want to have our people try to gloss it over.
They're just going to, I don't know, they were debating whether to try and make a little...
Explain it or...
explanation to make our point. And I think we've got to do that. I think we should...
Yes, we've got to do it in order not for people to get too depressed.
Well, for them not to get depressed, and also so that we don't look like we only explain the good news and ignore the bad.
That's right.
And I think if we just take it, it's good for our people to say, you know, well, yeah,
quite aware of it. This is what the president has said, that unemployment, point out the president has said that the unemployment is the major factor, and we're working on it. That employment is going up. We've got to have it go up more because of the increasing, point out the favorable thing, more people employed, but that we need more to sop up the people that are being let out of the armed forces. Well, we're talking about money. Go even to 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", whatever it is. every month that goes down is a hell of a good enough month, huh?
Got to get up a ways, and it's got to be up a ways in order to go down.
Thank you. scheduled to be in the residence, and that poses any problem with.